This is Chance Encounter, an Angel the Series Bones crossover fic, written by Second Alto and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated PG-13 and is gin, with additional tags for crossover. Author's notes. For Pop It to Wop It, who wanted this scenario? Angel meets Booth. "Are you completely sure it's safe, Booth?" Brennan asked as they made their way down the darkened staircase.
"Bones, the place is called Caritas. It means full of love. How much more safe can you get? Besides, it's out of the rain, and maybe we can call a cab."
They both blinked at the brightness of the entrance when they got to the bottom of the stairs. The place wasn't crowded, and Booth began to stare Brennan towards the bar. He signaled the man behind it for a phone and ordered two coffees.
"Booth, that man on stage is green and has horns," Brennan said.
Booth glanced over.
"It's Los Angeles, Bones,"
was all he said in way of explanation.
The green man in question made way on the stage for someone who appeared to have a severe skin condition and made his way towards Brennan and Booth.
"Angel cakes! If I'd known you were coming, I would have queued up some Manilow on the karaoke."
"Wrong guy, buddy,"
Booth said, frowning.
"Oh, come on, you're just joshing with me, Angel. And tell me who the lovely lady with you is. She looks familiar."
Booth whipped out his badge.
"Special Agent Seely Booth. Now back off."
The man backed up a few steps with his hands up in a placating gesture.
"I think Lauren has mistaken you for me. I'm Angel."
Booth and Brennan turned to the voice behind them. Standing at the bottom of the stairs, rain dripping off his long black coat, was Booth's twin.
This was impossible, of course, because Booth didn't have a twin.
"Amazing," Brennan said, stepping away from the bar.
"This is astounding."
She reached up and traced her fingers over Angel's chin, his cheekbones, and his forehead.
"Can you tell me anything about your family?"
"They're all gone,"
Angel said quietly.
"Oh, I'm sorry," she said.
The phone rang, and the bartender answered it. He told them it was the cab upstairs.
"Come on, Bones, we gotta go.
Sorry about my partner there, Mr. Angel. She can get a little enthusiastic."
"It's fine, Agent Booth. I hope you enjoyed your stay in L.A.
Booth took Brennan's arm and began to pull her toward the stairs.
"But, Booth, there could be a paper in this," she said.
Lauren and Angel watched until they disappeared from sight. Lauren stepped toward the vampire.
"You sure about what you told her?"
"You know my history, Lauren," Angel said, stepping further into the bar.
"I do, but surely there are some cousins out there somewhere."
"There might be, but I think it's better if Agent Booth didn't know. He doesn't need to find out there might be a vampire on his family tree."
Lauren nodded.
"Well, you didn't just come here for the fun of it, now did you? Let me get Barry ready on the machine."
The end.